This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're at part 15 of the Hour One Nugget. Draw close to God. And I have to tell you, bringing you this series fills me full of joy. I love to bring you these words each and every day. Drawing close to God. I often get emails from people saying, you know, I have a relationship with Jesus, but I just don't feel close to Him. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Emails like that come to Worship Radio 247 all the time. And so this is why it's so important I bring you this particular series, so that you can draw close to God. Drawing close to God means looking at Scripture. Drawing close to God means worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. We're at 1 John, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to start at verse 11, but I want to look at verse 13. It says this, and this is what God has testified. That amazing sentence already is amazing, is just unbelievable. Look at that. And this is what God has testified. Even God is testifying. We testify, but God is testifying. Watch. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. Verse 13. I've written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. And verse 14. We are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. There's so much here. And this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about studying Scripture, looking at Scripture. You could just read that real quickly. I've written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. And we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. And then we go on to the next scripture. But beloved, if you don't stop and look at it, if you don't stop and meditate on it, you miss so much. It's almost like we get to the point where we're reading Scripture and we think, well, we've got to read the whole of the Bible really quickly so that we can get it in our spirits. But when you read it like that, you're reading it like a novel, and the Word of God is not a novel. It is not a book that you read quickly like that. The Scripture is something that we have to meditate on, and that's why I take time over these verses. Not that long ago, I brought you the whole of 1 Peter, verse by verse, every day. And I brought you the whole of 2 Peter, verse by verse, every day. And now we're darting all over the Scripture, but look at this. John says this, I've written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know. I want you to underline the word know in your Bible. So that you may know you have eternal life. So many people don't know that they have eternal life. So many people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and follow Him and love Him. But the knowledge that they have eternal life isn't in their knower. They don't know it. They believe it, but they don't know it. And I believe there's a difference between belief and knowledge. Belief and knowing. Those who believe in the name of the Son of God, those who believe in the name of Jesus, those who believe that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is firstly the Son of God, and secondly, He died for our sins. He died for us so that we could be reconciled with the Father, so that He could make that bridge between us and Daddy. That is what we need to know. That is what we need to understand. We believe in Jesus, who is the Son of God. And because we believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, as our Son of God, then we know. Say, I know. Say it, I know that I have eternal life. Say it again, I know that I have eternal life. Know it inside you that when you leave, you're going to be in glory with the Lord. My precious niece passed away a few days ago, and we were expecting it, but it was still a shock. And we're going down to Cornwall for the funeral next week. Next Friday, in actual fact, the funeral will be. And we're going down there to spend time to celebrate her life. But I didn't even know if she had a Christian faith. I was pretty sure that she gave her heart to the Lord when she was a little girl. But I didn't know. I wasn't sure. I didn't know if she knew the Lord Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. I didn't have that knowledge. So when she passed away, when I found out, the very first thing I did was to ask my dad. My daddy. And I said, Father, where is she? And immediately my father's voice came to me. My heavenly Father said to me, she's with me. She's safe. Oh, Lord. That fills me full of peace and joy beyond compare to know that she's with the Father. But we need to have that knowledge about our own lives. We need to have that knowledge planted firmly inside. If we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then we know that we are going to receive eternal life. We know it. And somebody who is listening to this broadcast right now, I sense it, I feel it, and I believe the Lord is telling me that you don't know. You don't even know if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and you're listening to Worship Radio 247 by chance. Because maybe you love the music, but it's much more than the music. It's so much more. And I believe there's someone listening to this program also who has had a wonderful relationship with the Lord but seemed to have drifted away for some reason, for whatever the reason. And you're listening now, and these words are penetrating your heart, as I believe the Lord intended them to do, because this isn't by chance. This isn't a fluke of you just listening to the broadcast and thinking, yep, that's amazing. This isn't a chance encounter. The Holy Spirit is drawing you. Through these words, the Holy Spirit is drawing you. I'm going to say some words now, and I want you to repeat them with me. And when you've said those words, you can be assured of this. Your belief will no longer be a belief, for it will become a knowledge. That when you leave this earth, you will be in glory. You will receive the gift of eternal life. Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I'm so sorry for the things I have done wrong. And I ask you now, in the name of your Son Jesus, who I believe is your Son and the Son of God, forgive me of my sin. Come into my life, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Amen. And amen. You have just given yourself that opportunity so that you have a knowledge that you will be in glory, that you have the knowledge that you now have received eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we are confident, says John, that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. Well, we've just asked for eternal life, and I know that that pleases him. When you think of the needs and the requirements of your life, think this. Does it please him? I want a new car. I want a new job. I need some money to pay my bills. Does this please him? Does this please him? For anything you ask in the name of Jesus that pleases Almighty God, he will do in a heartbeat, because Scripture says so. Father, I commend this word to my beloved brothers and sisters. Lord, those who have said that prayer with me today, I pray in Jesus' name that you fill them now full of your love and your peace and your joy. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your joy overflows in them and that your joy becomes their joy. In the mighty name of Yeshua, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen and amen.